A truck carrying 1,000 copies of Afghanistan's legal code will roll into Kabul tomorrow. The Taliban burned the country's libraries, leaving Afghanistan without a copy of the code. The American State Department reassembled the laws that were in effect before Taliban rule and Soviet occupation. Part of the code was on file at the Library of Congress. The George Washington University Library held another part. Exiled Afghan legal scholars helped put together a 1,700-page document. It contains criminal, civil, and commercial laws, along with the 1964 Constitution and the recent Bonn Agreement that created the new Afghan government. Michelle Greenstein, a program analyst at the State Department, is overseeing the project.
This will be the first chance for the whole of Afghanistan to have a complete copy in quite some time. What we're giving are 1,000 copies in two local languages, Pashto and Dari. The idea for the 1,000 copies is to get some copies out to each of the 32 provinces, copies to the courts in and around Kabul, copies to all the new ministries of government, and, of course, some copies for the law library, the Sharia library, and for the Ministry of Justice themselves.
Now, you're just reassembling what was there before, or are there revisions? And if so, who's making those?
There are no revisions at this time. What we're trying to do is provide a base from which the Afghans can then proceed to make revisions that they most likely will need to make over time. Most of these laws come from the 1970s. This is pre-Soviet, pre-Taliban. And so certainly a lot of modernization will need to go on.
How familiar are you with it, Afghanistan? Have you been there?
No, I haven't been there yet.
How do you know how to function here? Isn't that a disadvantage?
Well, luckily we have our embassy and we work with a group that has been out to Afghanistan and has done an assessment of their justice system. And so they had already spoken to a lot of the major players who work in the justice system and were able to get a sense of what people considered to be the applicable law. Since there's been so many versions over time, they basically asked around to what people considered their law to be the most Afghan and the most valid. And that's how we came up with what we're going to be delivering.
They're going to publicize them first. They're going to enforce it right away.
I think enforcing laws in Afghanistan is going to take some time and a whole lot more structures than simply the publication of the codes.
Now, is this a temporary thing that, you know, when the permanent government is installed, they'll address this anew, or will they adopt this?
Most likely this will be addressed for some time. Reestablishing law in Afghanistan is going to be a long process. And so I would expect that there's lots of revisions that are going to be made, even as simple as being able to sign certain commercial agreements internationally that didn't exist before. Afghanistan also is party to a number of international treaties, which are not yet reflected in the law. So this is really an ongoing process.
Michelle Greenstein is a program analyst at the State Department. She's helping reassemble Afghanistan's legal code.